The torture we ignore. By now, formal charges have been preferred against U.S. Army MP Chuck Greener, based upon his behavior at the infamous Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Among the charges are maltreatment, cruelty, conspiracy, and failure to protect those in his charge. What makes these charges ironic, of course, is that Greener is, in his civilian life, a Pennsylvania prison guard. As some have learned, Greener has worked at the Supermax, SCI Green, for the past 7 years. His colleague at Abu Ghraib, and one also charged in the abuse scandal there, was Sergeant Ivan Frederick, also a prison guard in civilian life. It is telling that two of the major figures in the abuse, humiliation, and violence against Iraqis worked in their usual lives as prison guards. It is there, in the shadowy depths of the U.S. prisons, that these men learned their cruel craft. If this were not so, wouldn't you think that these two guys would have been at the forefront of letting their fellow reservists know what was unacceptable? Instead, they were in the front ranks of violators. In recent commentaries, I've opined that we will see a whitewash. Nothing I've seen since the beginning of this scandal has changed my opinion. It appears the lower ranks will take the heaviest weight, and the administration will manage it away as a case of bad apples. The media is full of references to the Geneva Convention, as if that's the only basis of international law that governs the situation. It ain't. In 1994, the United States ratified the United Nations Convention against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. And unlike the Geneva Convention, the UN Convention against Torture applies to everyone, not just state parties. Thus, this international law applies to the prisoners in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and even in the U.S. Of course, the U.S. doesn't abide by it, doesn't have to, for it's more than a state, it's an empire. As such, it slaps the UN silly when it dares to challenge its hegemony, or it holds back its billions in dues, essentially the same thing. The brutality, the sexual and psychological torture, the violence of Abu Ghraib didn't begin in Iraq. It began in the U.S. against alleged citizens. It is but the latest U.S. export. As Rap Brown used to say, it's as American as apple pie. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.